right now, give it up on the mic, Justin Powell.
Hello. Erotica. Erotica. You ready? Erotica, erogenous areas of adult playfulness, passion for prostitution under cover of night. Red light lingers like fingers over secret skin out of sight. Hot steam streams like wet dreams over candlelit curves covered in whipped cream. And as this sensual seduction sent pleasure to my system of induction, I came to the conclusion, Jason Alexander looks hot in leather. Yes, I have recently decided that somewhere in the deepest, darkest dungeons of my brain, there exists a community of overeager hormones who have nothing better to do with their time than to imagine everyone's favorite character from Seinfeld, George, dressed from head to toe in black, shiny leather, holding a full assortment of whips and chains, singing Mary Had a Little Lamb. However, when I attempted to share this beautiful image with one of the members of our local fraternity, he promptly threw down his beer and told me to get the hell out of his house, otherwise he was going to kick my ass. Serenity now. I held in my anger while leaving the house, and I thought to myself, clearly these boys must be Democrats. After all, we Republicans are much more in tune with our sexuality than that. Just take a look at the long history of our international affairs. Isn't it great that our country has the sexual freedom to openly keep the masochistic Mexican government below us and in submission, sending Christian missionaries into position across the world waiting for countries to tap out of national resources? Meanwhile, we researched the atomic cock rockets to fly into the asses of Russians, but they had to decline because, after all, they were just communists, and Karl Marx frowns heavily on sodomy. Everyone knows that. Afghanistan was just a quick screw, and just between me and you, we've even gone so far as to explore our Oedipus complex by going to bed with Mother England while killing the ideals of our founding fathers. Which brings us to our forbidden relationship with Iraq. You see that sadist Saddam has always been ready to rub oil on our back. So if you frigid liberals can run this country better, just remember, Jason Alexander looks hot in leather.
Erotic. Erotic. For those of you who couldn't duck off during that poem will be online. You can take it home with you and, you know, map out your geopolitical positions. Scores, please.